And today is the United Nations Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. Special events are being held to commemorate the day across the province's Multiculturalism Week. What better way to mark the occasion than to hear from our next guest? Dr. Loydetta Cueco is the founder and CEO of Sharing Our Cultures. She works tirelessly to address the needs of migrant children and foster intercultural connections. She joins me live in studio this morning. Good morning, Loydetta.
Good morning.
What does this day mean to you?
Oh, this day is really special because it draws attention to the fact that racism and discrimination still exist in our community, and we should do all we can, wherever we can, whatever it takes to eradicate it.
Are things getting better or worse? You would think that over time, with more open and honest conversation, that things like some of the instances we see that are absolutely racist, xenophobic, or Islamophobic, but in some areas, it seems like it's getting worse.
Yes, I think so. There's a climate somehow, whether it's nationalism, whether it's white power, whatever it is, there just seems to be some pockets of it. There's a lot of change in some areas, but I think we still have some other sections of our society that still have racist tendencies towards people that are not like them.
How about in this province?
Well... There is to a certain extent, maybe not as much as in other parts of the world, I'm not sure. But where I work and where I sit, I find that a lot of people are making great efforts. They're taking great strides to ensure that people feel welcome and people feel that they're accepted regardless of their racial, ethnic, religious origin. And I think, yeah, that's a good thing.
How do we accelerate this? Because we'll have these conversations. We'll have you in a couple of times here. Prajwala Dixit has been in the studio a couple of times recently. We have the conversation. So where do we go to change the pace? Is it political leadership? Is it in the schools? Where do you think? Because we seem to have come to a head.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think legislation will change the way people feel. Our premise for Sharing Our Cultures is that we bring young people together. I think that's where we start, because the younger they are and you get a mindset, the kind of mindset that's accepting and respectful, then they would grow up that way as well. So our focus is on young people. But I feel that getting them to interact with others, I always say that you cannot discriminate against your friend. So when we do the Sharing Our Cultures program, we bring students from diverse cultures together. They develop friendships over time. And that acceptance just grows naturally out of them. You now have a friend. You're not going to be a racist against them, would you? No, because you're now friends. And I think if we develop that, people really, we say, oh, this is a friendly province. But we really need to go a step further in and finding out who are these people that we're making friends are. And when you really get to know them and you know about them, you know their background, you know why they do what they do, this is their cultural tendencies to do certain things, then you learn more about them and you're more accepting. So I think that's the route.
It's a learned behavior.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. How about as we grow older and we see instances or occasions where someone is being treated unfairly, whether it be through racism, xenophobia, what have you, how would you like people to react, like me, if I see something happening?
You should call it out. Because you are just, if you see something and you not say anything about it, you're just as guilty as the person who's doing it.
Because you're part of the problem.
Yes, right. You're part of the problem. Because but your silence alone says that I'm in agreement with what someone's doing.
When we see stories that are unfortunately all too common, shooting in Pittsburgh, the slaughter of 50 people in New Zealand, how does that make you feel, and how should we be talking about these stories?
Oh, well, you're saddened by it all because it's just senseless. No one has to harm somebody else because of their beliefs or because of who they are, because of, you know, what they look like. And I think when people begin to talk about racism or discrimination or say racial slurs and others laugh about it, we send the message that it's okay to do that. And so it develops this attitude that, oh, we can do whatever. And that hate, that attitude, I think, leads into hatred, where you feel we just want to eliminate these people because they don't look like us. So we have to reverse that.
You talk about politicians and you say legislation won't solve anything because this is an attitude. So, but during this federal election campaign in particular, this is going to be a big focus, whether it be migration or immigration rules, the numbers of people being welcomed into the country. Words matter.
Right.
So what would you like to hear from our political leaders in particular during this year campaigning?
Well, I think I'd like to hear from them the fact that racism does not have a place in Canadian society. I'd like to hear from them that people who commit these crimes will be punished to the full extent of the law, that it's not acceptable, it's not who we are, that our identity as people, as Canadians, is supposed to be warm and friendly and welcoming. So I'd like to see them. And if it goes to the point where hate crimes, the penalty for hate crimes have to be increased, that's something that they need to do as well. So people take it seriously and we don't sort of breed these sort of things that would happen in our society.
I'm not sure exactly how to ask this question, but sometimes if someone has some questions or concerns about immigration, whether it be the numbers and the process and the cost, some people will say on the liberal side of the political spectrum are quick to say, you're a racist. Mm-hmm. When maybe they're just asking fundamental questions about security and vetting processes. How should we deal with that? Because sometimes the conversation stops before it begins if someone says, you're a racist.
Well, I don't think we should be quick to make judgments, for sure. I usually listen people out. Like, so they're saying something like, people might feel that, oh, well, too many people coming in as immigrants creates a problem. So I take the opportunity then to explain to them how immigrants contribute both economically, socially, culturally to any society. In a province where there's high out migration of local people, there's an aging population, there's a need for immigration. And the provincial government has put that out in its way forward in immigration, that they need more immigrants in the province. But many other people might not feel that way. They might feel that immigrants come here to take their jobs or they come to change their way of life, but that's not true. So I always have a very honest conversation. I try to see where people are, where they are, and I try to bring them to where I want them to be in the sense of an understanding of human beings and how we can interact with each other and how we can make the place where we live safe and peaceful and harmonious and happy, you know? So I think if we look at the positive aspects of what life is like living among other people and work towards that goal of truly respecting, we can differ on a lot of things, but we can still respect each other and still accept each other as human beings and still value each other. Because I think that that is also the problem when people think that, oh, well, the immigrants are maybe less than us and we are better than them. And it creates that sort of, interracial, intercultural difficulties and cross-cultural communication becomes a difficult situation for them. But Les, I see what you mean in the sense that somebody says, I want to know why this is going on, and then they're labeled as racist. That's not right as well. I think we need to hear them out. I need to give them the information that they need to make proper decisions, you know, in the future.
Yes, because a conversation has to include both people's points of views being considered and a thorough conversation versus immediately stopping, prejudge each other for, well, you're all in or you're all out. Right. Loydetta, you do important work with the youth of the province. Really nice to see you this morning.
Thank you very much.
That's Dr. Loydetta Cueco. She's the founder and CEO of Sharing Our Culture.